All right. This is
Blended by Love Podcast.
My name is Jose.
My name is Tasha.
I'm also known as Boog.
I'm also known as Tasha.
And this is our first ever podcast. We hope you enjoy it. Sit back and enjoy the ride. It might go up. It might go down. No, it's definitely going to go up and down. So strap on your seatbelts and enjoy the ride. We're going to bring you into our life as a blended family. Mm-hmm. Why are we doing this podcast?
We are doing this podcast because I listen to enough podcasts. Why not have our own? No, sorry. We are doing this podcast because being a blended family is great, but it's very hard. And in all of the journeys of listening to the podcast, which you know I do a lot, there isn't one that I found that touches on being a blended family. The easy, the not easy, the goods, the bads. And I think being a blended family is something that a lot of people have. But nobody really talks about. So I think that's why we're doing this. I think that's, you know, where it came from, where it stemmed from.
I agree. I do feel like I love podcasts, but I'm more of a visual guy, so I like the podcast with the actual
person
being able to see, mm-hmm. being able to see facial expressions. Not saying that I'm a goofy person or anything like that, but
not saying you're not.
But I think people would get a lot more by looking at body language. But that's something that we hope to incorporate later on down the line. We're trying to get some followers, then hopefully get this on the YouTube platform. But yeah. Back to the point. I'm a big fan of podcasts. I agree. It's not... we feel like this is... Not everybody understands...
The struggle. What's entailed.
Mm-hmm. You know, it seems like... people think they know. And a lot of people, you know, human nature to know or say or act like they know more than actually what people are actually going through. So we would like to shed light on some of our experiences. We welcome emails. We'll give you the email at the end of the show. But we welcome emails, comments, suggestions, questions, anything you may have. We do appreciate it. Welcome criticism, constructive criticism would be more appreciated, but you know, say what you gotta say. We're looking forward to this ride.
Mm-hmm. And what's gonna be included in the podcast?
Included in the podcast is, I want to include just about everything and anything that has to do with families. Doesn't have to be blended. We have plenty of friends. So we feel like there are not many of us around us in our circle that are blended. But that doesn't mean that we don't share similar struggles, challenges. Mm-hmm. So we'd like to include everyday life as parents. Only our experiences are blended family, so we want to talk about chores. We want to talk about personalities. Mm-hmm. We want to talk about goals, future goals. Mm-hmm. We want to talk about where we came from, how we grew up. So like I said, just about everything. We would love for our families to join us eventually, have some guests on. I know I've spoken to a couple of my friends and they are so excited that we're doing this, and I hope to get them on here eventually, and just share and expand and have fun with this. We're going to be talking about some serious things, and we're going to be talking about some funny things, and so... Mm-hmm. Like, am I talking too much?
No, go ahead.
Jump in whenever you want, babe.
No, I think that you covered it. I think that we will be talking about a wide range of things. I think you are correct. We don't have tons of people in our immediate circle that are blended the way we are blended, and especially by how many we are blended. And I think there's a, you know, everybody around us is pretty good and supportive, and they do try to understand, although they don't completely, because, you know, they're not living it, and there's a difference between empathy and sympathy, you know. But I think that you covered everything we'll be talking about.
So what are some of your worries? Do you have any worries?
My worries would be being vulnerable to the conversations we may have. I think that throughout our relationship, you know, I can shut down and just stay quiet, or you can get upset and leave. And with this foundation, none of those are allowed.
What? What are you talking about? I'm out of here.
Don't make me slap you. other worries would be not wanting to offend anyone, because that is not our intention. I don't want anybody that we love to be, you know, to take anything personal to them. This is just our point of views and our raw emotions and what we're really feeling. So yeah, those are my worries.
Yeah, I agree. I share those worries too. And just like you, I hope that nobody, you know, this is not meant to be anything malicious. You know, we want to be able to talk openly and real and candid. And it's not to make anyone feel bad. That's certainly not our intentions.
Just to make people aware. Yeah. Make them feel less alone. Make them maybe understand, have insight into our life.
Into our life. We're going to, and this is like you said, when you said we're going to be vulnerable, we are going to be inviting you into our lives. And so one of my worries is that our lives, like you mentioned before, or another time we were talking, is that our lives is just not, it's not only us, it's our kids, it's our families, it's our, you know, parents, siblings, friends, and it's, you know, they're part of our lives, so... yeah, the vulnerability of inviting you into that world, into our world, and for everyone to kind of understand that it's not.
But there's benefits. You know, I think it'll be very therapeutic for us. That might be the only benefit.
No, I mean, yeah, therapeutic. We get to talk about things. Maybe, like, kind of, this is going to be our safe space. Or so we hope that this is going to be our safe space where we can talk about things that maybe some things that's happened in the past that we've never shared our perspectives on, and being able to get that off of our chest and have a better understanding. You know, I'm a firm believer that, you know, it's a perspective. It's maybe it's right, maybe it's wrong. but it is just kind of sharing how I might see things, or I've seen things, mm-hmm. and not necessarily taking into account how you might see it. Mm-hmm. So being able to share those experiences and being open to listening to how you perceive things.
Mm-hmm. And vice versa. Uh-huh. So, how did we meet?
How did we meet? I'll tell you exactly how we met.
Oh, boy.
I gave you my phone number.
Lies.
I called you up.
Nice.
No, sir.
I was going to say, and now how do we really meet?
So we met via Facebook, actually.
Well, rewind. Messenger. We did go to school together. Never had any interactions or conversations. Mm-hmm. Our children went to the same daycare, although they never interacted either, that they recall.
That was a long time ago.
Well, they don't remember each other, but I did see you in passing.
Yeah.
Although he doesn't remember. He will lie and say he remembers. He does not remember.
I always saw you. Anyway, I always said hi.
No, you... Okay.
I swear I said hi.
Okay, we are gonna be honest here. Anyway, that's the times that we saw each other in passing or circled around each other. Mm-hmm. But the first time we met, or the first interaction we really had, was through Facebook. Now you can continue.
So, Tasha friend requested me. However, friend requests were very common on my page. You know, I'm a DJ, or some people might know that I am a DJ, or a retired DJ. But at the time, there were people that would just request, just curious about, DJing stuff. So I would accept, you know, and then hope for them to kind of follow or, you know, be interested in DJing stuff, DJing parties, stuff like that. So I accepted everybody, is my point.
What a disappointment when you found out that it was not about money and I didn't even know you were a DJ.
So I accepted her that same day or the next day?
I don't know if it was that night or the next day that you accepted it, but it was soon after. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure exactly when.
Then, Tasha, I get a messenger message.
Mm-hmm. Asking if you remember me from Silva's, the daycare.
Mm-hmm. I said, yes, of course I remember you. How are you?
Uh-huh.
What you been up to? You said, yeah. I'm okay, I'm living. Mm-hmm. And we have not spent one day, literally, we have not spent one day without talking since that day. Mm-hmm. Which is actually on the 30th.
Of next week.
Yep, next week. And it'll be 5 years. That was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So we talked on Messenger for a while. Mm-hmm. Until, you know, I kind of tried to get a feel for her. I don't know if she was crazy or not, where she was coming from.
Especially, you know, because you like crazies.
No. Anyway, so at some point I was like, all right, I can give this girl my phone number. So I said, like, hey.
But you said it like that. That was the weirdest thing. I looked at my phone like, I've upgraded to your phone number. Okay.
I didn't say upgraded.
Yes, sir. You said something in regards to, I think you can have my phone number now, or something
to that. Yeah, it wasn't no upgrade. It was more like, I think...
It was basically an upgrade.
Anyways, I gave her my phone number, and glad that I did. Mm-hmm.
Although I never called, but uh-huh.
No?
No, we just text.
Oh, we text for a while.
Yeah, which is the same as Messenger. Mm-hmm.
No, I said now we can, yeah. Now we can have a phone call, something like that. I don't know. Anyway, so we went from Messenger. We went from a Facebook friend request to Messenger to then phone number. Mm-hmm. And a couple weeks later, we had our first date, which was... Hi. There she is! Good morning. Hi. How you doing?
Good. Mm-hmm. I love you. So our first date was at a hibachi place where we sat at the table all by ourselves. Because I think, was it the place had just opened or something? It was super, nobody was there.
It was a brand new place. It was a brand new place, and that's why I was saying, hey, let's go check out this place.
So, hibachi, the fun of hibachi is the entertainer, who was not funny, and we had not any other people around us. So, our conversation was very quiet. The food was really good, but it was a very strained conversation.
No, I don't remember like that. I swear I was talking the whole time.
You might have said one or two things the whole time.
That's for you.
Thank you.
I mean, you're welcome. So, yeah, no. I was talking the whole time.
You are such a fibber. No, you weren't. It was quiet.
I don't remember it that way.
Okay. You might have had a lot of things in your brain, but you weren't voicing them out.
All right. Maybe I was a little nervous. So, we went on our first date.
Yeah.
And then, like, a couple days later, I said, by the way, I'm going on a cruise tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm like, wait, what?
No, it wasn't quite like that. But, yeah, it was a few days' notice. I went on a cruise.
But he says it all dramatic. I have to tell you something. I'm like, what? I'm leaving.
He's like, great. We just had our first date and you're gone.
Yeah.
But no, I really, I actually enjoyed our first date. And actually, we had two dates before I went. I went to see you before I left. And I couldn't wait to get back to see you again.
And you called me from your cruise, which was really sweet and expensive. Yeah.
Oh, that was like a $600 phone call. But yeah, I did.
Yeah.
So, yeah, after that. So this is...
Yeah. And so what do you bring to this blended family? What makes you come in with it?
So I came into this blended family with my son. At the time was 13 years old. And I had sole custody of him for 10 years.
Since he was three years old.
We met when he was 13. So I had him for 10 years before I met Tasha.
I came in with two children, 13 and 17?
Yep.
Yeah. And it was just me. Obviously, I had them since they were born.
You sure you're the mother?
Sometimes I don't know. So that was an adventure, but that's what we both brought to the table. You brought your 13, I brought a 13 and a 17, and then we bring to the table together our three-year-old.
Yeah, soon after we had one, we had one of our own together.
Yep.
Miss Princess Araya.
Miss Sassy Pants.
She's sitting here with us with her bedhead.
And then soon after that, recently, we inherited a dog. We did not give birth to the dog together.
So we're blended by love. A family of Seven altogether.
With the duck, yes.
What a blend. Mm. What a mix. And I tell you, it has not been easy.
Nope. But we're still going.
Still going. Mm-hmm. And no plans to stop. So yeah, I mean, we brought our own kids. We have our own together. We have a dog, and we both have big families that have no. I know that.
Oh, and we were married. How long in? 3 years. Three years we got married.
Yeah. We're almost 2 years married, okay. A year and a half, so yeah.
Yeah.
So three unmarried, two married,
mm-hmm.
Just about.
Okay, continue. Mm-hmm. I don't want to miss that part.
No, and we also bring huge families.
Yeah.
Who are very supportive of us. Yeah. My family is very, very much supportive of me. I have a network of really close friends that I consider super family.
Mm-hmm.
Tasha brings a family as well. I see that supports and love each other.
Yeah.
We're actually looking forward for all of you guys, all of our families, all of our friends to listening to the podcast and kind of contribute in some way. Sit at the table with us. Share some experiences. Share some comments, advice, anything. We welcome it all.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking so much forward to this.
I was going to say that sentence got really messed up right there.
Hey, listen, don't be correcting me. My English is not very good looking, like one of my boys. So our email is blendedbylove@hotmail.com. Once again, feel free. We are welcoming any comments, suggestions, questions.
Criticisms. Better be followed by some cash because, you know, you apparently pay our bills.
Mommy. Yeah, anything.
Thank you.
And so we're going to leave you guys with this. This is our very first episode. Stay tuned. We have another one coming up soon. We're going to be releasing a podcast, what?
Every Sunday. Well, is the plan right now. If that changes, we'll let you know. But looking like Sunday morning. It'll be our free time.
Every Sunday morning, you can listen to us on the way to church, and then you can pray for us.
Yes.
All right, guys. That's it. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.